We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Jim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. He's not here tonight. He should be back shortly. And sitting in for him is the very talented, the very popular actress who also went to Kansas State, I believe. Gina Grad, nice to see you.
Thank you, and it's University of Kansas State.
All right, all right, all right. Hey, you didn't graduate, though, did you?
Excuse me?
Oh, that's right, we're not supposed to talk about it on the air, right? All right, we're at the Avengers game. The Avengers are taking on the Soul, the Philadelphia Soul. And right now, I guess in the first quarter, it is 13-7 Philadelphia. So there you go. Come on down. It looks like there may be about three or four seats available. So if you want to buy a ticket downstairs, you might be able to squeeze in. So we're at the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles. Look at you, man. Hey, I was driving to work today, and this is happening all week, and Jerry Wischowski noticed this too. Radio Kryptonite for all you folks at home. But there's nobody on the roads now. I mean, the traffic is unbelievable. The 405 South for the last week has been completely wide open. So is the 101. And the 110 freeway, where the hell did everybody go?
Do you think it has anything to do with people gearing up for Easter?
I don't know, but I've spent 40 Easters or 43 Easters in Los Angeles. I've never seen it like this. Are people just leaving California? Are people sick of driving? Are the gas prices keeping them off the roads?
It's probably the $4 gas, huh?
Yeah, but if it's $4 gas, then let's raise that $8 and really get these mother effers off the road. And let only people really have to be somewhere get in their car. But we'll take some suggestions here. I don't know, you may have noticed this, but in the last week in Los Angeles specifically, I've not been in Orange County in the last week, but nobody's on the road. And I don't know what's going on in L.A. I don't know if it's spring break. I don't know if people are gearing up for Easter, as Gina would say. I don't know how you gear up for it. Don't you go out on the road and buy stuff? Isn't that how you gear up for it?
Don't people go out of town, though, to see their families?
All right. I think people go out of town. But where the hell is everybody? All right. If you have a theory on what's happening, is it the gas prices? Are people moving out of town? Are people on vacation? Is it spring break? And if it's spring break, aren't people coming to Los Angeles from around the globe?
I actually was outside the HD2 party last night, and I ran into, 12 kids from London. So people are definitely here.
But where the hell are people on the road? I mean, I when I drive and there's no traffic, I get frustrated. I'm like, I should be in traffic right now. Why am I moving? Because I got down here. I left the valley at 5 o'clock to get down here by, I wanted to get down here by 6:30, right? And it's an hour and a half sometimes. Sometimes it's two. Sometimes it's one. I literally got down here in 25 minutes.
That's pretty impressive.
Where the Christ is, everybody? Get back on the freeway. I don't recognize it. All right, here are the phone numbers. If you have a theory on why nobody's around anymore, maybe it's the murder rate. You know, L.A. is now at an increased murder rate. I think 93 people have been murdered in the city of Los Angeles this year so far, up about 26% from last year. Maybe everyone's being murdered.
Maybe they're
all just being
killed.
That's possible, yeah.
All right.
The drivers are all being killed. All right, here are the phone numbers. Your theory on why nobody is on the road, and we'll entertain some of your calls. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. What it reminds me of growing up in the Valley back in the 70s when I was in junior high, went to Portola Junior High and then Birmingham High School. And this is how it used to be all the time. There was nobody on the road. You know, the freeway was always wide open.
What year was this?
I was born in 63. I went to Portola Junior High probably 1974.
So by the year I was born, 78.
73. I was in high school when you were born.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I graduated high school in 1981. And you were born in 1978?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were 3 when I graduated high school. You were my daughter's age when I graduated high school.
That's amazing. So back in the good old days, before everybody migrated here, is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know what it is. Maybe there's a lot of people going back to Mexico. Is there like a group of people that are going back over the border that I don't know about?
For the holidays.
Are people, afraid to drive on the freeways in Los Angeles because of, people getting knocked off? Why, where the hell is everybody on these freeways?
I really think it's probably the gas prices. $4 a gallon will keep me out of my car.
Wait a minute. $4 a gallon is going to keep you out of the car?
Tim, I'm broke.
Jesus, I know, but
I don't even have a credit card.
But you don't have a credit card?
No.
But don't you have to go places?
Yeah, I have overdraft protection. I can start dipping into that.
Yeah, write a big check. What's wrong with you? You don't have a credit card.
I have a credit card, but it's closed.
What's happening to you?
Well, no, that's me taking responsibility, being like, you know what, just close it, and I'll just pay it off, and we'll get on with our lives.
Yeah, but you're like a smart, attractive woman who's funny in Los Angeles. You should be making $300,000 or $400,000 a year.
Thank you.
And now you're making what? $12 an hour?
Yeah, I make $12 an hour.
What's wrong with you? I mean,
I
why
don't
you step it up?
Nobody, like, likes me. Nobody wants to give me money.
No, dude, there's something going. There's something keeping you back. I don't know what it is, but
hopefully
there's something.
We can figure that out.
There's something keeping you back. Maybe your self-esteem, your confidence. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, Tim, I have a real self-esteem problem.
Something's keeping you back, dude. A chick who is attractive and who's funny and smart in Los Angeles in 2008 shouldn't be making $12 an hour. All right?
Yeah.
All right, so we got to get something going
here.
All right, let's talk to a Corey in Los Angeles on line one. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Look at you, man.
Hey, look at you, dude.
What's going on, man? What's that buying, man?
Man, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
I think I got a good guess, and I think it's the right one just like you, but we won't go into that, I guess.
What's the guess?
It's March Madness.
Oh, I see. Yeah, Brian's a big fan of March Madness. That's where he is.
Basketball games, and there's nobody, because all the college basketball games started like 10, 11, 12 in the afternoon.
Nah, dude, this has been going on before. It's been like a week and a half of this.
Well, yeah, it was the championship week.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah,
but you know what? There are not that many sports fans in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah, there really aren't. I mean, if you're a UCLA fan or USC fan, that's one thing.
Which
but there's
I
not
am.
A lot of transplanted big college basketball fans here. College football, I understand, but not basketball. All right, Corey, thanks for the phone call, and we'll talk to you later, dude. All right, Ed in North Hollywood on line three. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Hey, where is everybody?
You know, it's spring break for most of the schools and colleges around there, guys.
The what?
You know what? Spring break.
Dude, that's a bad theory because this country has had the coldest winter since, I think, like 1968. So everybody in Minnesota and Wisconsin, the Midwest, the East, the Northwest, they'd all be coming to Los Angeles for spring break.
Well, you know, tickets to Florida are cheap these days.
Get out of here.
You know, I want to help his theory out, though, because there have been a decrease in cars, but an increase in those big, obnoxious shuttle buses, those chartered buses.
I saw one today in Beverly Hills, and it was a van that had the roof cut off of it, and there were like 19 people in it, and it had like a blue, like plastic awning on it.
Oh, yes, the Hollywood tour.
Yeah,
bus,
I'm
yeah.
like, who the Christ would ever sit in that thing?
Yeah, there's
I mean,
you look like
a complete a-hole. It's probably wildly unsafe. And you tool around in, you're looking at million-dollar houses in a $5 car.
Yeah, well, you're looking at dead movie stars' alleged homes. Yeah.
All right, where the hell is everybody? Because I'm used to traffic and a lot of effing people in my life, and this is really freaking me out here. All right, William in Long Beach on line four. You're on 97.1. How are you?
How you guys doing?
Hey.
Hey, everybody's got Brian Whitman syndrome.
Not bad, dude.
Really, though, it's gas prices, and then it's hard to move in your car, man, when your home's foreclosed and you live in your car, you know?
Yeah, that's true. You think a lot of people homeless and living in their car?
There's a good number of people, man, who's getting their houses foreclosed on. They can't afford to travel anymore.
Yeah, but wouldn't that increase the traffic?
And then you got people getting laid off, so they don't have a job to drive to.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the unemployment rate is still around 4%. Hey, hold on one sec, dude. We're going to give you tickets here. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Rock Opera, Jerry Wachowski's favorite show, at the House of Blues on Sunset next Thursday night. 35 artists, musicians, and performers celebrate Hollywood's very own rock opera. Yeah. Is it Bandage?
Bandage.
BandageRockOpera.com. BandageRockOpera.com. They've got all the details there, so check it out. We got a pair of tickets for that young man, William, in Long Beach.
Hey, Tim, I was going to go again this weekend to see that. You want to go with me?
Yeah, what day?
It's on Saturday night.
I got Easter stuff to do. Sorry, dude.
Come on, dude. Why
Sorry,
you guys
dude.
Shoot me down on the air?
Sorry, dude. I might go, but without you. All right, where the hell are people in Los Angeles? This city is vacant. There's nobody on the roads. I left the valley. I went to the radio station for a little while. Before I came down here, and we're probably about 7 or 8 miles from downtown on Wilshire. It took me like 5.5 minutes to get down here.
Really?
Yeah, it's great. I don't know what the hell is happening. Is there like a big, like last time there was no traffic in L.A., there was a big illegal immigration or legal immigration rally.
Yeah.
Did that go on today somewhere?
No, but because yesterday I think was the 5-year anniversary of the war in Iraq, a lot
right.
of people have been protesting the last couple of days, so maybe they're all gathering somewhere.
Oh, I see.
And you know this is a pretty liberal town, Tim.
All right, let's talk to Bryce and Tarzana. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
All right, what do you got?
I believe all the loan officers and, you know, the real estate agents that sold these bad loans are out of jobs, and it's not so many out there, and a lot of them have repos, things like that. The guys that were out there, you know, flossing their rides and stuff like that. And you know, most of the loans that they sold are gone bad, and most of these people have the foreclosures and not really working, unemployment again, and then the gas.
I don't know. Are you employed?
I am employed.
How many people do you know who are unemployed?
I know a lot of people that are unemployed. A lot of people. A lot of people I work with in that industry.
Who's unemployed?
Damn near all of my friends. All of my friends' wives.
Oh, you mean people that used to be in like the high-risk mortgage business?
Yes, I was. I'm in telecom now.
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah, you guys did get screwed. Yeah, I guess like Countrywide and a lot of the big companies let some people off. But
yes,
if you're at if you're worth your weight in gold, go down to Covenant Mortgage. You're always looking for a good agent down there.
At where?
Covenant Mortgage.
Covenant Mortgage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly where that's at.
No, you don't. Exactly. All right, call them and look them up at COV411.com. All right, we're going to take a small break here. When we come back, we will update you on the. Oh, no, it's only 10 after 8? Oh, I thought it was 20
after
8.
We got 8 minutes.
Ah, yes. Let's take some more calls. Let's talk to Pam in Northbridge. You're on 97.1 Free FM, line 7.
What a bunch of bogus theories you're listening to. It's spring break, you doofus.
Yeah, I know, you jackass, but I've been through 44 spring breaks, and it's never had this kind of impact on traffic.
Okay. Well,
all right. Hey, by the way, when's the last time you were at spring break? Was MTV around?
Mean.
I know. Well, you were mean to me, so F you.
Okay, I take it back.
I'll take it back then. All right, get out of here, you jackass. What's wrong with you? Andrew in Los Angeles on line 6. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Okay, I know what it is. It's spring break. I work in the heart of downtown L.A. Every year during this time, everybody takes off. Business slows down for 2-3 weeks.
Oh, so it is spring break.
Every year.
Isn't spring break isn't really that coordinated? I mean, it's not, you know, spring break in Los Angeles, is it always the week before Easter?
And the week after, all the moms and dads don't be driving on the freeway, the kids don't go to school. Downtown L.A., the Civic Center is less congested.
It's like a ghost town down here.
Yeah, I've worked down there 25 years.
Yeah, all right, buddy, thanks for calling. But spring break, isn't it staggered?
It's
like LAUSD doesn't take it the same time as private schools.
But it's only within a few weeks of each other, and all the parents are taking their kids away. I'm actually starting to buy that. Because spring break, I think, only has maybe a little, you know, a 3-week slide around. And
right.
That's your 3 weeks right there.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if I buy that. I mean, when kids are out of school, their parents have to tool them around.
Yeah.
Right?
But they get out of town. I wonder if the airport crowd has increased.
I don't know.
You're not it is.
There's something weirder going on, and I'm looking for a crazier
conspiracy theory.
Yeah, that I could understand what's happening. And right now, the spring break theory is boring me to death.
It's a cover up.
All right, let's go to David in Los Angeles, line 3. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Where the hell is everybody in L.A.?
Yeah, I think they're all on the 101 right now because it just took me 45 minutes to get from the Valley. So I don't know what you're talking about.
The Valley to where?
Valley to downtown. I live like 3 blocks from Staples Center. I'm still trying to get home.
Yeah, I went a little early. I was on the freeway about 6. Nobody was on it.
You guys are waiting for me.
All right. Get out of here, jackass. All right. Let's talk to Oscar North Hollywood on line 4. You're on 97.1.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
They're probably like heading south because they need to get to Mexico before Friday for the holiday.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
Now, is Easter a big holiday in Mexico?
Yeah, it's like called like it's like a holy saint day or something like.
It's like what?
Catholic. It's like a Catholic holiday.
Yeah, I know the vibe, but I'm talking about, I know the history of it. But I'm talking about, is it a big holiday in Mexico?
Yeah, it's really big. It's like the when Jesus was coming or something like that.
Wait a minute. What is Easter?
It's like the homecoming from Jesus to Jerusalem, something like that.
No.
I'm not sure.
Tim, could I take a stab at it?
Hold on 1 second. Gina here is Jewish, and I think she has a better handle on it than you do. All right.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 sec, Oscar. What is the Friday before Easter, and what is Easter? What is the significance of those 2 days?
I just know that they're like a lot of people are heading south to Mexico for the holidays before Friday.
Right, but in the Christian Catholic religion, what happened on Easter?
I guess Jesus came into Jerusalem and riding a donkey or something like that. I'm not sure.
It's pretty close.
I'm not sure. I'm pretty young, so I'm.
Yeah, no, it's the first Sunday that Jesus got laid. It's true, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah. 30 years old. Got some tail. No, all right, buddy, thanks for calling. Do you have a better handle on what Easter is?
Well, I believe it's the day that Jesus rose, did he not?
Yes. Oh.
Thank you. From
he died on the...
Lazarus and that whole thing?
He died on a Friday, and he rose from the death on Easter Sunday. Isn't that right, Jerry?
Jesus rose up from the dead and came up and then was like, "Alright,
what's up, man?"
He's like, "What's up?"
Praise Jesus! Do you hear me?
All right, Jerry and Gina are both Jewish and have a little better handle than my friend Oscar does on what the holiday is all about. All right, nobody's in Los Angeles. Where the F is everybody? Let's talk to Joan in West LA on line 5. You're on 97.1.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, Gina.
Hi.
Wish we heard more of you.
Thank you.
You will.
Tonight, for sure. I'm tuning in. And, Jerry, it's always nice to hear you break in from time to time.
Thank you, Jerry.
Tell
Jerry,
Oscar
please.
For me that Jesus was buried in Gethsemane. And,
In Yosemite?
Not Jerusalem. It's called Gethsemane. It was called Gethsemane back in the day, the city where he was buried.
Right.
Anyway.
Were you at the celebration?
I beg pardon?
Were you there?
Yes,
have you ever been there?
In a former life.
No. Have you ever been there?
I was raised Catholic, and then I converted to Judaism because...
All right.
You know what? They're both guilt-based religions, so I basically had it down before I took my oath.
Right.
But
all right.
Jesus,
and what
Jesus,
do you...
Okay, here's the reason why. I have a girlfriend who is a ticket agent for Southwest.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah. And I called her on her cell when I heard your question, and she told me that there was crazy busy... amazing numbers of people they haven't seen all year.
Oh, so people
LAX.
Are getting out of town.
You betcha. And she's
all right,
not
thanks,
gonna...
baby. I'd love to talk to you all night, but the pace is killing me, darling. But you know what? This doesn't make sense, though, because if everyone's leaving, everyone complains that the economy's in the toilet, and then everybody, all these restaurants are full, the airlines are full, and people are moving out and people are going places. I don't understand this country. I really don't effing understand it. Something's going on, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. All right, we're live at the Avengers game. The Avengers are taking on the Philadelphia Soul, and with about 9 minutes left in the second quarter, it's the Avengers 13 and the Soul 20, and we'd like to thank the Avengers for asking us down here. Gina Grant is sitting in for Brian Whitman, everybody, and we are live right here on 97.1 Free FM.